This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, let's get to today's poll question. That was French. I speak French now. Versace goes with the brand.
I thought that was Italian.
What? Question?
No. Versace.
Oh.
That had a real Italian vibe.
Yeah, it is, but right. it can be both.
I understand. It's a universal language.
Yeah.
It's like love.
That's right.
Yeah, I get it.
Our poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. It's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com.
What is the deal?
Friday, we asked the following query. Which championship franchise or team is most cooked? Do you remember when we asked that?
I did.
The Patriots won that 54%. Warriors, 27%. Kentucky, 14%. And the Astros, 5%.
I just don't buy any NFL team being cooked. I don't. The league is not set up for you to be cooked.
I would have bet the Warriors. Or I would have voted for the Warriors.
Yeah,
and I would have voted hard.
The Warriors will spiral harder than any of those, in my my opinion.
Okay, today's question is this.
Oh.
Now that Damian Lillard is gone, who anchors our area's sports throne?
Oh.
Yeah, it's slim pickings, dude.
Boy.
Here's who I came up with, and I am fully...
Yeah, we're...
I am fully open to suggestions that are better than the ones that I have on here. Okay?
Is Evander on there?
I'm open to... Who's that?
It's the Timber... He's the new hotshot for the Timbers. People love him.
Oh. Diego Chara still with the
Timbers?
He's got
good hair. Yeah, the Charas are still there.
The Charas? There's two of them?
Yeah, there's two of them.
Oh. I thought about putting him on there, and then I thought, eh.
Wrap with two thumbs. Man.
So here's what I have. I have Dan Lanning.
That's honestly was kind of the first.
You're talking your own.
That was the first one that I thought of when you said that. Besides going,
I have Sophia Smith.
Yeah, although they just they're struggling a bit, but she's
amazing.
She's an MVP. Thorns, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah, and then I have Scoot Henderson.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
And I have Jason Swigard.
Oh, well, I mean, Swag's,
hold on,
Swag's
everybody.
Been here forever.
What do you think about that?
I love where we're going.
Voice of the Pilots, voice of the Hops.
Yeah. I mean, he's Mr. Sports in our area.
I love where we're going with this.
We think.
It's got to be Lanning. Is Dan Lanning the king of our area's sports?
Well, but if you're a Beaver fan.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
You're telling him to go.
Well, who is it then?
Pound sand.
Am I missing anyone?
I mean, I would say that. Simons or Sharp is a bigger deal than Scoot.
I thought about Simons.
I mean, Scoot's not... Look, we need to be fair with Scoot. He didn't have a bad year, but he's not going to be first-team all-rookie.
Well, no, but I think the deal with Scoot is that he's kind of the future hope. I think with Simons, we know what he is, and I know he's very... I know he's popular, but
yeah.
I think Scoot is kind of he's the Lillard replacement.
Well, he's
guy.
The one that the franchise certainly made him out to be. I mean, they called him a generational prospect that wasn't going to struggle. I would still say that if I'm a Blazer fan, the one that I am holding on to more than anyone is Sharp. If you said who could be the guy, like the actual anchor. I would point to Sharp versus anyone that's on the team.
So you think Shaedon Sharpe sits on our area's sports throne?
But that's the weakest throne. I mean...
Yeah, well, yes! It's Swigard.
It's Swag.
It's Swigard.
It's over.
Honestly, at right now, if Sharp had played this year, maybe I could say Sharp, but you know, it was kind of a waste of year for him. I know Beaver fan won't like it. It's Lanning. Lanning has, and the weird thing about Lanning, even, and we're being fair, he's won Jack S. Seriously, he's won nothing.
What about?
God dang, what do you think?
Dana Altman?
Dana Altman. No, I don't think he has it over
Lanning.
Well,
he's not even in Dan Lanning's stratosphere.
No, he's not. But as far as accomplishments, what he's done, like.
You know who I thought about was Scott Ruick, but then I thought, well.
Well, and this falls down, no offense.
I thought Travis Bazana.
The women's sports thing, well, it certainly is rising right now, and the Thorns have won championships, and Sophia Smith has won an MVP. You know, the sports bra is expanding.
Yeah.
Did you see it? So, but to the large knuckle-dragging male population, women's sports is still, you know, how about we get a Fresca and tussle your hair?
But Sophia Smith is great. Yeah, and she's got pretty much everything working for her.
But she's not moving the needle for a lot of people.
Well, that's why it's kind of. I mean,
Phil? Can we?
Phil
Knight. I mean,
Nike's not doing so hot.
Look, I think what you've exposed here is this is a little Game of Thrones esque. Is what was the little rat kid? The Joffrey or is it what was his?
Joffrey Baratheon.
I feel like Joffrey's on the throne right now. Well, he's there, but no one believes that. Like this is a long. Like if you watch that show, you're like, yeah, that kid's not making it. I feel there's a little.
People are putting up with his crap for a while.
A little bit of that right now. Like there's no one. That throne is wide open for the taking. But if Lanning wins the Big Ten next year, it's Dan Lanning, right? If Sharp or Scoot or whoever they draft, and if you get a Rookie of the Year next year, or Sharp like pops and makes an All-Star team, it's that. Someone could reach up and grab this throne so very easily right now. So I'm going to say Lanning, he's doing the Lanning has claim to the throne. He's got documents that say that it's his throne and he has the right. But he doesn't have the surrounding lords right now to.
Is it still Dame?
Oh wow!
Like would Dame still have it?
No, no. Come on,
everyone still loves him.
They do, but
yeah, there just isn't one right now.
That'd be a good question though. Is Damian Lillard more popular than Scoot Henderson in Portland right now?
Is he more popular than any sports figure in Oregon right now?
In Oregon,
that's. After forcing his way out. I don't know, man. He's
probably not for a lot of Duck fans.
I'll tell you what, though. Because he's a free agent after next year. if he pulls the mean of, I need an ambulance, but not for me, to the Bucks and re-signs with the Blazers. And I know that, you know, salary cap and all that. But if he found his way back to Portland after next season, the answer to that question would be Damian Lillard.
Well, yeah, it's his throne.
It's his throne.
It was his, and if he comes back, it would be his. But
I'll tell you what. He left to go fight in the Crusades, and no one has sat upon the throne. A lot of people that are jockeying for it.
Empty throne.
It's an empty throne. No one has sat on it. It's just, it's a weird, it's a weird time right now. Just is.
Vote and vote hard. AAA heating and cooling poll question on X at 1080 The Fan.
Said Damian Martinez. Oh, wait, S. Yeah, it's...
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
It's rough. And right now, honestly, even Oregon football doesn't, like last year it was Bo. And this year's squad is immensely talented, but there's not Dylan Gabriel, but no, you know, that's, he's never.
It could be him by the turn of the new year, yeah, but not right now.
No. You got nothing.
No one could even pick him out of lineup right now.
No.
Well, very few could.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good exercise there. Up next.
Honestly, I had not thought about that, and you kind of
I thought about it for a long time today.
Yeah.
I just was like, maybe I'll just throw Swag on.
Yeah, that sent me down a bit of a rabbit
hole. Phil Knight's a good one, but I feel like Phil Knight, I mean, you could say that he's king.
Yeah,
he has been the whole time.
Yes.
You know, I mean, come on. Nothing really rivals.
He's Papa Lannister back there pulling strings, you know.
Yeah.
He's got a dragon somewhere. He can do whatever the hell he wants.
Yeah, he's sort of above all this.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. That's what happens when you're worth whatever it is, $30 billion. What is Phil worth?
I'm going to say $50
billion. $50 million? I have no idea.
What do you got? What do you got? You got a guess, Buckley?
I've got the answer.
It was like in the 20s. Maybe 30. Am I?
Lame.
Is that lame? Oh, yeah, I was way off.
39 and a half.
39 and a half billion.
Boy, I undersold Phil by like $18 billion. Sorry, Phil.
Money grows, dude.
Well, I mean, I buy a lot of Nike stuff, so.
Yeah. All right. Up next, how does Oregon State keep people engaged? Spring Game Edition. Here's Buck.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.